At the 2012 CUTC, that's the Corn Utilization Technology Conference, I'm visiting with Dr. Mike Loudish. And first of all, for people who don't know you, Mike, tell me a little bit about what you do.
I teach at Purdue University, and I've been working in the field of corn and cellulose conversion for almost 30 years.
Well, you're in the right place here then, I guess, especially as our keynote to start off. In your opening remarks here, we got an idea, I think, of the potential for the type of research that's being done, needs to still be done. What are some of the things that you see kind of most exciting right now, and what's the future look like?
I think the real exciting developments in the field are stemming from advances in cellulose conversion and the understanding of how enzymes and microorganisms are able to convert things like corn stalks to ethanol and sugars. What we're now doing is applying this to corn. And as a consequence, it will make corn processing more efficient, but also open up avenues for making new products, high-value products, from the corn kernel.
I think you mentioned that this is going to take sustained research on a kind of continuous basis to continue to develop. How do you feel about that right now in light of the current budget concerns we have? For example, you know, we got a farm bill being discussed again this week, I think.
Well, I think that's a very difficult question. But at the same time, I believe the leaders, our country's leaders, will make the right decisions for agriculture. However, it's important that we stand ready with the facts to educate those that may have questions on how agriculture has a sustained productivity and how agriculture, in fact, is developing new products and new areas which add value to the U.S. economy.
Well, I think you pointed to the fact that there are partnerships with private industry, with companies such as some of the sponsors here, like Monsanto and Pioneer and others. Good resources and sources. Of course, they're doing their own research, too.
Yes, well, I think their research is very applied, and it is able to translate some of the fundamental developments into products, as well as provide support for the farmers that use these products. At the same time, we need longer-term fundamental research, not only for the discoveries, but for educating future scientists and engineers who will, in fact, be our seed corn, as it were, for agriculture 10 or 20 years from now.
Any particular one thing you wanted folks to kind of walk away from here tonight thinking about?
Yes, I think this conference is a tremendous way of learning about new developments in agriculture from both a scientific and a practical point of view. I'm really delighted to have been invited as a keynote speaker. In fact, very honored. Thank you.
Well, we're glad to be here in your state, and that is Dr. Michael Loudish, who is our keynote opening speaker here for the CUTC 2012. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.